What's going on, everybody? This is the Gorilla Man, and you're listening to the Gorilla Man Podcast. I know it's been probably a year since I've done one, but considering the fact that this whole fucking Kyle Rittenhouse thing took place on Friday, and people are still getting it fucking completely wrong. Literally, just seen a post where someone said he's guilty because he killed 3 black people. This is when you know the media is the fucking enemy. They do everything to manipulate these simpletons into believing shit that has no fucking logic at all. I, for one, don't really watch the news, but I know from watching the videos myself, I knew he didn't shoot no fucking 3 black people. It's fucked up that the BLM and Antifa are using this kid's fucking getting out of prison and being free on all 5 counts as basically an excuse to be fucking criminals, douchebags, pieces of shits that are just going out there and terrorizing neighborhoods and stealing and fucking looting and burning shit. They will never fucking learn. It took a 17-year-old kid to go into Kenosha fucking Wisconsin to protect people's properties and to keep these thugs and fucking losers from destroying a town. You can say, oh, he shouldn't have been there. Well, neither should have been the fucking Antifa BLM rioters and all them motherfuckers. They shouldn't have been there either. But they were. And he was too. The reason why they attacked him, you want to know what provoked them to want to fucking attack a 17-year-old kid with a fucking gun? I mean, come on now. That's Darwinism 2.0, if I say so myself. Any fucking retard would fucking attack a guy that has a fucking gun. They're definitely playing stupid games, and they won a lot of fucking stupid prizes. But the reason why they attacked him is because the fucking pedophile that fucking set a fucking dumpster on fire, he was trying to push it into a fucking gas station to set the gas station pumps on fire and to possibly kill more people. The dude literally got out of fucking a psychiatric fucking facility less than, I think it was like 20 minutes before the riots started. So he wasn't in his fair share of fucking good frame of mind to be going to a goddamn fucking protest. Now, let's look at all the people that he shot and killed. You got Rosenbaum, which was the fucking pedophile. The dude literally raped 5 young boys who were the age between 9 and 11. He preyed on single women because he wanted to be able to rape little kids. I think a simple thank you to Kyle would be the best fucking way of going about things, but you have the people on the left, these fucking psycho lunatics who continue to want to fucking belittle this fucking Kyle Rittenhouse because he's Republican or whatever it may be. Basically, it's because he's white. Let's fucking call a spade a spade. The only reason why he's getting so much hate is because the media and fucking all these terrorist organizations like Antifa and BLM have labeled white people fucking terrorists. How is that even fucking possible? If he's a white supremacist like they're all claiming him to be, he's by far the worst white supremacist I've ever seen, because he literally killed 3 white people. And the business that he was defending was run by people of color. Indian or fucking Mexican. I don't even know their race. I know their dark skin complexion. But the fact of the matter is, he was doing goodwill, good Samaritan fucking shit. He did what the fucking government should have been doing. They should have fucking listened to Trump and let them bring in the fucking National Guard to protect businesses and to keep fucking these goddamn cocksuckers from rioting and destroying property. But being that the fucking governor of Wisconsin basically wanted to give in to the fucking mob and let them destroy and fuck shit up, Kyle took everything in his own hands. If we had 100 Kyle Rittenhouses in Wisconsin, in Kenosha that night, all this would have been prevented. Because they wanted to get him basically alone. So you have a 17-year-old kid going up against, from what I watched, when I watched the video on YouTube, there was close to 15 people at one time chasing him and trying to attack him. Now, if Kyle Rittenhouse was this fucking mass murderer, fucking killer, like they all claim he was, then why the fuck was it that he only killed or shot people that were trying to physically harm him first? Answer me that. You know, because if he was like a fucking active shooter like they claim him to be, wouldn't he be just fucking popping people off left and right? There was literally people standing to the left of him when he got up, when the fucking black dude came in and drop kicked him in the face right before that one dude fucking hit him in the fucking neck and shoulder area with a skateboard. Once he killed the kid with the skateboard, then fucking Gage come up on him, fucking had his hands up, and then lowered his fucking gun to point at Kyle's face, head area, to try to shoot him. And Kyle shot first. Thank fucking God. But once Kyle got up off the ground, there was a guy to the left of him with a fucking pretty good sized stick. But being that he didn't fucking come at Kyle, Kyle had no reason to shoot him. So if the whole fucking narrative that he was just there just to kill people, if that was fucking true, there would be a hell of a lot more dead people than fucking 3. And isn't it a little funny how he could literally shoot 3 fucking random people at this fucking event, and all of them have a massive fucking crime history? I mean, the Gage dude that got his fucking arm disintegrated, he literally fucking was armed robbery, fucking convicted felon with a fucking weapons possession. And then a month after he got shot, got picked up for a DWI or DUI or whatever. I mean, the dude has no fucking sense for the safety of other people if he's willing to drink and drive. Yes, I know. I'm being kind of a hypocrite because I used to drink and drive. That was 11 years ago when I drank. I don't drink anymore. Yeah, I did it. I was fucking stupid. And I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night feeling fucking ashamed of the stupid shit that I used to do as a kid. But I'm a fucking grown man now. I'm almost 38. So I lived and I learned. You know, you gotta be young and dumb to basically learn from shit. And not everybody gets to fucking learn from it, because they continue to fucking make the mistakes. And this isn't that dude's fucking first go about with the fucking DUI. So he's been arrested for it numerous times. He shouldn't have a fucking gun. He shouldn't be fucking behind the wheel at any point in his fucking life. But they continue to let him get off. That's what we call Democrat fucking privilege. You know, they say, oh, you got white privilege. What does me being white give me fucking privilege? How the fuck does that make any goddamn sense? Did I get the privilege of fucking getting my goddamn body 60% burned with third-degree burns all over it and almost dying? I had 20% chance of living? Is that the kind of white privilege that I have, apparently? The fact that I'm in pain 24/7, 365, every fucking day. But yeah, I have white privilege. You know, I just... It's the fact that people like Kyle Rittenhouse are kind of an inspiration. And I'm not meaning that as in like, oh, I just want to go out there and start killing motherfuckers. That's not the point. It's the fact that he's setting a precedent that we're done. We're not going to fucking take these goddamn thug, criminal pieces of fucking human filth. We're not going to take their shit anymore. If you feel like you're going to go out there and start robbing and looting and killing and fucking whatever else, you need to keep in the back of your mind that there's a lot more Kyle Rittenhouses out there willing to do whatever it takes to keep you from harming people, to keep you from stealing their possessions. You know, you have to think, are my possessions worth more than your life? Because they are to me. I could give two shits in the fuck about your goddamn life. If you come into my motherfucking house, you ain't leaving. You're gonna be fucking having so many goddamn holes into your fucking body, you won't ever fucking... Your mother's gonna fucking cry from what I do to you. But like I said before, Kyle did the world a favor by fucking getting rid of the fucking two scumbags, one a pedophile and two a fucking woman beater. And the fact that the fucking media is portraying these fucking losers, douchebag faggots as goddamn fucking heroes. Where is the goddamn logic? I guess it's true what they say. Democrats and pedos all fucking stick together because they are one and only together. It's fucking disgusting. You know, there was a time where we looked down on fucking people for diddling little kids. We always protected the little ones because they're innocent. They have no fucking way of knowing what you're doing. They're supposed to be able to trust an adult. And this motherfucker, he was fucking sick and wrong. And the fact that the media is portraying him as a hero for what he did to try to prevent Kyle Rittenhouse from fucking attacking other people. Well, the fact of the matter is, Kyle was running away from Rosenbaum to get away from him. Rosenbaum cornered him to a part where he had no exit because there was more people gathering around him. And then he grabbed on to Kyle's fucking gun. At that point, Kyle fucking fired. You know, he pointed at Rosenbaum while they were running to let him know, hey, motherfucker, stay the fuck away from me. That didn't stop him. There's these fucking psychopaths out there in this world that all they know is violence, and all they know is fucking wanting to harm and kill people. So, good on Kyle for doing what he did. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They can call me racist or whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. This wasn't race-based. It was the fact that people are getting sick and fucking tired of having to become a victim in order to fucking defend yourself. Basically, like from what I gathered while watching the damn fucking the trial, was that they basically are like, why didn't you just let them beat you up? You know, sometimes you just gotta learn to take take a beating or whatever. Well, that's funny because just a few days ago, a guy fucking was basically hit with a fucking skateboard and was killed in Texas. Same way fucking Kyle would have probably been killed had he not fucking shot. But yeah. Ugh. Skateboards aren't a weapon. Bull fucking shit. Why is it that more people fucking get killed from getting beaten up with their fists, with somebody's fist and feet, than they are with fucking AR-15s? The statistics fucking show that more people die from fists and feet attacks than they do fucking AR-15s. Look it up. I'm not lying. It's just the fact that this fucking world is so ass backwards anymore, and that people just don't think logically anymore, where good is now bad and bad is now good. We are definitely living in dark times. We are living in a world where evil is looked at like fucking being wonderful and being heroes. Where's the fucking logic? And yes, I blame a lot of this on the media. And I hope to God that Kyle sues the living fucking shit out of all them that have ever fucking slandered his name and his family's name, called him a white supremacist, because he went and did the okay sign with a bunch of fucking Proud Boys or whatever. The whole reason why Proud Boys were fucking made was to combat against fucking Antifa and keep Antifa in check. Doesn't mean they're fucking racist. The goddamn leader of the Proud Boys is fucking Puerto Rican, you dumb fucks. He's fucking black. But he's white power. Yeah, you're a fucking morons. And the old K sign, you do realize that's a 4chan troll job that you guys fucking fell for because you're dumb and gullible. I can't help the fact that you morons believe everything you read on the goddamn internet. That's your fucking fault, not mine or anybody else's. So I'm very thankful that Kyle was set free. All 5 counts of murder were dropped. He was innocent. Fucking wonderful. People have been going fucking absolutely bananas on Twitter, Facebook. I haven't really been on Instagram, but I'm sure they're going nuts on there too. Basically saying that he's guilty because he's white. He's Hispanic, you dumb fucks. He's not even white. That's another thing. People are like, well, with a name like Rittenhouse, how do you figure that's Mexican or Hispanic? Well, my grandma and grandpa's last name was Redmond, and they're Mexican. It's called changing your fucking last name when you become a citizen. There's such a thing. You know, people just don't get that you can do that stuff. Today's society is just, it's so ass backwards, and I really fear for our children's future, you know, having to deal with the dumb fucking Joe Biden as a fucking dictator, fucking piece of shit. Yeah, I can't stand the motherfucker. I never have, I never will. I hope to God that, you know, something happens to where we can be free of this fucking piece of shit and the rest of the administration. You know, only reason why I voted for Trump, because he was the lesser of the two evils, because I sure the fuck didn't want Hillary Clinton in office. But, you know, yeah, he could have definitely been better when it came to him talking about shit. But then again, like, I'm like, I want someone who's going to tell it how it is. I don't want someone to fucking sugarcoat it and feed me a bunch of bullshit, you know. The economy was fucking great, and now we're like to the point where my wife, she's a super fucking liberal, and now she's finally realizing, oh my god, I can't believe how expensive gas is, I can't believe how much this is, I can't believe how much that is. Well, you get what you fucking vote for. You know, I don't be mad at me, I voted for Trump. People are fucking stupid. And they basically take things out on others because they're miserable pieces of shit. And I just seen, like, there's a lot of people that voted for Biden just to get Trump out of office. And now they're the first ones bitching about it. Are you fucking retarded or what? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I just wanted to do this because I've been watching and just looking and reading all sorts of stupid fucking comments on fucking Facebook and other social medias. And it's just like, I gotta get that shit out of my system because it's driving me fucking nuts. People have lost their goddamn ever-living minds. I don't know if we'll ever get back to the good old days where people could get along and things were fucking great. Prices of things weren't expensive as fuck as it is now. I don't know if we'll ever get back to those days. But I'm just thankful that I'm still alive and I have my family. Everyone's healthy. COVID's still gay as fuck, but, you know, thanks, China. I hope you drop a nuke on you fucking pieces of shit. That's the one thing. It's like, everyone's so quick to blame Trump about COVID, but they'd never want to fucking blame where it actually came from. And the fact that it was fucking made in the lab in Wuhan or whatever. And the fact that fucking a bunch of fucking criminal pieces of shit like Obama and fucking Dr. Fauci or Fraudy basically had invested a bunch of money in this fucking vaccine. So, of course, they want everyone to fucking take it so they can get their money's worth or whatever. You know, I'm not vaxxed because I've seen what it does to people that have had it. For instance, just lost my best friend's dad, who was fully vaccinated, had his first booster shot, died 2 weeks after, blood clot, dead. Perfect health, no problems before that, blood clot till the fucking lungs killed him. Had another friend who I wasn't really too close with, but he was a Marine, excellent shape and everything, really good friends with his wife. I run a pick'em group for NFL pick'ems and shit for games, and he was always active in the group, fun, wonderful person. He had to get fully vaccinated in order to work. He was on a second vaccine shot, and fucking, because this was before the boosters were a thing, and got the second shot, 2 weeks later, dead, boom, another fucking case of blood clot. And then now you have all these fucking young kids that are either dying or having heart complications because of the fucking vaccine, being fully vaccinated. Shit's about to hit the fan. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a fucking crazy fucking tinfoil hat wearing motherfucker. But it's just a little odd that COVID in, I'll use this as an example, in West Virginia, over like, I think it was like 80% of the state is fully vaccinated. And they have one of the highest outbreak of COVID, or at least the Delta variant, than any state in the fucking country right now. Or at least it was a week ago. And all of them are vaccinated people that are in the hospital. You know, people get their misinformation from the mainstream media, and fucking half the morons on fucking Facebook get their fucking news information from memes, and it definitely shows. Or Occupy Democrats, because they're a bunch of fucking retards too. But I do all my fucking research. I look at everything. I'm not always right about everything. I never claim to be. But the fact of the matter is, I know more than most of these blind sheep that just get everything they get off the fucking mainstream media and just be like talking robots. Beep boop beep boop. Oh, that's fake news. you're a white supremacist, you're racist, you know, fucking retards. Because they can't form a fucking opinion of their own. They have to fucking let everyone else force feed them everything that they know. But I don't know. This world is going to shit faster than anything. It hasn't even been a full fucking year yet of this fucking commie piece of shit fucking Biden. And the world's just laughing at us. And rightfully so. We fucking deserve it. Because we knew we had a good thing. And, you know, it only took a couple fucking bus loads of fucking ballot drop boxes of fucking shit to have Biden somehow miraculously fucking win the election. Just a fucking joke. That's why I was shocked about fucking West Virginia and shit with the whole, with the fraud and everything that's going on in the fucking country with voting and stuff. Like, people, they're not, they don't trust it. And rightfully so, because we've been lied to almost from the get-go. Everything is just so fucking ass backwards. I just don't get it. And then the fact, too, to get back to the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, they, don't you think it's a little weird that they decided to do the fucking, the court hearing and everything on Friday, the day, they're basically, they released the verdict on Friday, the same day that Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein fucking girlfriend, the day that her court hearing started, and nobody has even mentioned anything about it. Like, I don't see, like, I'll just scroll through fucking CNN and MSNBC, Fox News, which anyone says, oh, you just watch Fox News. They're fucking literally CNN, like, get the fuck out of here. They're fucking horrible, too. All of them are pretty bad. But anyways, like, I don't see anything about it. You know, they don't want anyone to know, because she's fucking protecting these fucking pedophile pieces of shits, and she's probably gonna get away with it too. You know, Clinton and fucking Obama and all them motherfuckers, they better be ready, because shit's gonna hit the fan real fucking quick. 2024 just can't come soon enough, though. Cannot fucking wait to get this shit over with. Anyways, I'm the Gorilla Man. I'm gonna cut her quick and short. But thanks for listening. And hopefully I'll do another one in the coming days. Depends on how much shit goes down, because I tell ya, social media, it is absolute fucking garbage. People are fucking just stupid. I'm so, like, literally, I feel like we're living in that fucking movie Idiocracy. I like money. Well, yeah, everyone likes money. But the fucking world is just going to shit. It's just, I can't stress that enough. I just can't believe how bad we have fallen in 9-10 months since Biden's taken over. Literally, you can't even defend yourself against a mob of people literally trying to attack you and shooting at you and throwing things at you, grabbing your fucking gun, kicking you in the head, hitting you with a fucking skateboard, pointing a gun at you. You're not supposed to be able to protect yourself, though. They want the mob to win, and that's the truth of it. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself, because that hurts their image. They created the monster that is fucking Antifa and BLM. They created these terrorists. And that's what they are. They are fucking terrorists. They're a bunch of fucking smelly, stinky, fucking low IQ fucking pieces of shit that need to be dealt with right away. You know, they can keep fucking around and finding out. They're going to fuck around with the wrong motherfucker one of these times. And they're going to be like, oh, fuck. And dead. You know. I have no sympathy for these fuckers. Every time that Kyle Rittenhouse kills some motherfucker, it's literally a fucking either a pedophile or a fucking criminal. And the fact that these morons are fucking sticking up for him, it blows my fucking mind. I just can't believe it. Anyways, I'm the Gorilla Man. Thank you for listening. Tune in to my next episode, whenever the fuck that is. Hopefully it won't be a year from now like it is now. So take care and peace.